Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a 3-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
If you're drinking a beverage right now, please spit it out immediately.
We have reason to believe someone threw his gum in it when you weren't looking.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I've got something very special for you today. If you've been good, have you been good? Yes? Well, okay, then here it is. I, many times on this program, have interviewed someone I admire tremendously. I've read many of his books. He is a brilliant scientist who is the founder and president of Reasons to Believe. He has written many books talking about faith and science. I have used those books in my own life and in some of my own books. In the beginning of my Miracles book, I talk about the fine-tuned universe. Some of that comes from John Lennox's books. Some of that comes from Hugh Ross's books. Just tremendous mind, tremendous thinker. But he and his wife, Kathy, have now written a book called Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. Always Be Ready. The cover is a gorgeous cover. I just want the book because it looks so wonderful. But I now have as my guest Dr. Hugh Ross. Hugh Ross, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for you're in Covina, California, I'm told. Where is Covina, California?
Oh, it's about 15 miles north and east of downtown Los Angeles.
All right then. Well, this is not a typical book for you. Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. First of all, tell us, what is this book?
Well, it's a book fundamentally based on 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared with good reasons for the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. Share those reasons with gentleness and respect. And if you do that, God will supernaturally bring people to you that he has prepared in advance to hear and respond to your reasons. And, you know, people ask me, why did you wait so long to bring this book out? I mean, I've been an evangelist for the past 4 decades, and it's like I wanted to give people first those good reasons. And so I published 17 books kind of laying out what I think are some really good reasons for adult Americans today to respond to the Christian faith. And this book is kind of like a capstone to that. We're saying, if you've got those good reasons under your belt, you're now prepared to see God do miracles in your life, to bring people to you that he's prepared to hear and respond. And I speak on seminary campuses a lot, and I'm running into a lot of seminary professors who believe the book of Acts ended with the first century. That's not my experience. The book of Acts is happening today in the lives of Christians who actively share their faith. Moreover, when you look at the book of Acts, there's no conclusion. It just ends. So that tells me, it implies that this is the norm for the Christian life that's walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now I just want to interrupt for folks who aren't tracking. What you mean, I think, is that the book of Acts talks about the early church, the church right after Jesus ascends into heaven, and he gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit, and we see miracle after miracle after miracle, healings and all kinds of things. And as a result of those miracles, people come to faith in Jesus.
Right.
But there are a lot of people, often they call themselves cessationists, who say, you know what, that ended once we got the Bible itself, all that stuff ended, all the miracles and stuff. And people like you and me know that that can't be right, because we've experienced miracles, we've experienced them, and we know tons of people who've experienced them, and we're not dumb, we're careful, we're not inclined to be fooled. We want to know, is it really Jesus? And we come to the conclusion it is, and so we want to talk about those kinds of things. But you're a man of science, so you particularly don't take these kinds of things lightly. You're very critical in how you judge these things. So I'm dying to know, when you talk about this, when you talk about having experienced these sorts of things, what are you talking about? Give us some examples of what you mean.
Well, for example, I took a young man who was a brand new Christian, and we were just going cold turkey, knocking on people's doors, wanting to share the Christian faith with them. And this was an evening where we knocked on 20 doors. Nobody was home, or they wouldn't answer the door. And we said, okay, we're going to do one more. And it was a really dark place and overgrown with bushes. We opened the gate, and there was a big German shepherd dog there. And it turned out it was a 5-acre estate. And so the dog ushered us in the dark all the way to the front door. We knock on the front door. The man opens the door and says, how did you get here? And we said, well, your dog showed us the way. And he said, didn't you guys see the sign at the gate? It's lit. And it's a big sign. He said, no, we didn't see a sign. He says, that sign would have warned you that this dog is trained to attack anybody who dares to open the gate. Did he bark? I said, no, he didn't bark. He's trained to bark at anybody who comes close to the gate. And then he looked at us quizzically and said, you two wouldn't be Christians, would you? And we said, yes. And I said, well, why did you ask? He says, because my wife and my 3 children and I have been praying this evening that God would send us Christians to show us how we could become Christians. He invited us into the house. He asked a whole lot of questions. He had some doubts that he needed to get taken care of. Bottom line was, the entire family committed their lives to Jesus Christ that night while the dog was sitting beside me. And their comment was, the dog never sits beside a stranger. And so they took us out to the gate, and there was this big sign warning us that there was a trained attack dog on the premises. And the young man that was with me said, this is just like the book of Acts. God blinded us to the sign. God's spirit took control of the dog. The dog ushered us all the way to the front door. He said, we would have never found the front door without the dog. And the dog never barked. And the 5 people in the house said, because of our dog, we knew we had to listen to every word you said.
I mean, that is straight up nuts. That's my favorite kind of story. I love that. Now, I have to ask you, they weren't Christians, but they were praying, you said, that God would show them how to become Christians. Did you get any background on that? Because, you know, typically people who aren't Christians aren't praying along those lines.
Well, they have been going through some family struggles and issues that are typical of people who are not followers of Christ, and they knew they needed something. And they heard about Christianity, but they didn't understand much about it, and so they literally got together, all 5 of them as a family, and said, you know, God, please send us somebody. And right that very night, he sent 2 people to them.
I find this, the story of the dog, that's hilarious. I thought you were going to say, and they shot the dog because he hadn't done all the things they trained him to do. Thanks a lot, dog. We trained you to bark. You didn't bark. We trained you to do these things. He didn't do any of that stuff. But I think that they saw that he was listening to a higher authority, let's put it that way. That's crazy. Now, that happened in California.
That happened in California, but the book is filled with stories where it's not just my stories, but the stories of other believers literally all over the world. And, you know, my passion as a pastor is that every Christian would have these kinds of experiences. And I basically tell people, you want to see God perform miracles? Here's a guaranteed way to see God perform miracles in your life. Prepare good reasons, develop that gentleness and respect in sharing those reasons. You'll see God doing amazing things. And this isn't just a one-off story. It happens hundreds of times. I tell people, when it happens the first 6 times, you might think it's all a coincidence. But after 300 or 400 times, you realize this is the Holy Spirit at work.
So you've experienced this sort of thing many, many times.
Many, many times. In fact, I got one chapter just on airplane stories. And virtually every time I get on an airplane, God opens up an experience. And one thing that tells me that this really is God's miraculous hand, over half the people I share my faith with on airplanes either have a doctorate in one of the sciences or they have a doctorate in theology. And you and I know that doesn't make up half the American population. It's just that God knows who I am. He knows who they are. He puts us together. A friend of mine came out of the Mormon faith, and he says, it's amazing how many times I'm on an airplane and I'm sitting beside a Mormon or an ex-Mormon. God knows your background. He knows their background. He puts people together.
It's so beautiful, and it's so particularly encouraging to hear this from you, Dr. Hugh Ross, because you really are a man of science who has used his mind for many decades very carefully, very precisely. You're not sloppy when it comes to this kind of thing. So it's really exciting to me you've written this book. We'll be right back, folks. The book is Always Be Ready by Hugh Ross, written with his wife, Kathy Ross. It's a call to adventurous faith. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away.
Mary, Mary, where are you going to?
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Men, if you want to have less bathroom problems, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men urinate 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-338-3683. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require
require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-338-3683 now to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men urinate 241% more. That's 800-338-3683. Just pay shipping and handling.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly.
Hey there, folks. We can fly. We together. But not right now. I'm trying to do a radio show. Folks, this is a really miracle Monday. So if you're not listening to this on a Monday, it doesn't matter. But we do these shows on Monday where there are a preponderance of miracles in the narrative, where my guest has wonderful stories that he or she wants to tell. I love this kind of stuff. I think we all need to know that, you know, the God that I claim to believe in and claim to follow is alive and doing stuff now and wants to do things in all of our lives. I think we need to understand that if God's not doing that, why bother? At least that's my takeaway. I have a real privilege to have as my guest today Dr. Hugh Ross. The book is Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. Dr. Ross, welcome back. I love these stories, I have to tell you, and I just want to know if there's another story you might be willing to share, because it's just so encouraging to hear these things.
Well, I've got hundreds of stories, but one I'll share with you is I did some ministry in Australia and in Canada, long flights, came back, and I had a clot in my widowmaker artery, and so they had to do surgery to bypass that clot. Clot's cleared. I'm fine now.
A clot in your widowmaker artery? That doesn't sound like a good clot, Dr. Ross.
Yeah, but they did surgery. But I wound up spending 3.5 days in the hospital. And while I was there, I got visited by 5 chaplains. I later found out nobody gets more than a single chaplain visit. But I got 5 chaplains visiting me. The first 4 that visited me, I found out they were not believers. So I said, well, you know, you're a chaplain, and yet you don't believe that the Bible is the word of God. And they said, yeah, science proves that it can't be the word of God.
Well, forgive me, but why are they chaplains if they don't believe the basics of the Bible?
I asked them that question. They said, well, my job is just to give some compassion and reassurance. But I said, isn't it difficult to give reassurance if there's nothing beyond this life that you can offer to reassure them? And they said, well, I just don't believe. And I said, well, why don't you believe? And they said, well, it's because of science. Science contradicts the Bible. And I said, well, have you ever talked to a scientist who actually thinks that the Bible is the inspired, inerrant word of God? And they said, we don't think such an individual exists.
Uh-oh. Get ready for the punchline. Here it is.
And I was in a public ward, so there was other patients listening to all this. But I wound up talking to 4 different chaplains for whom their big issue about the Christian faith was a scientific, what they thought was a scientific contradiction. I got to talk to each of them for over an hour, got to give them my book, Navigating Genesis. And so they walked away with that. The 5th chaplain that visited me was a believer. And he was one that told me, nobody gets 5 chaplain visits. This is an outright miracle that you got 5 in just the space of 3.5 days. And he says, I know those 4 chaplains. You've given me an opportunity to take each one of them out to lunch. Thank you for giving them your book. I'm going to follow up on each one of them.
Go ahead.
This is an accident. This is God pulling the strings.
But isn't it hilarious? I mean, there's so many things that are hilarious about this. But it's hilarious to me that there are chaplains who don't believe in the Bible, in the God of the Bible. What in the world are they doing? I mean, if we are all, you know, accidents, random mutations have evolved into us, and here we are, and life is utterly meaningless. What can somebody possibly say to comfort us except to, I mean, it seems to me that they would only just say some confused things, that they don't really have any comfort. What a hard job that would be to be a chaplain who doesn't believe in the God of the Bible.
Definitely, but I wound up doing a chaplain's conference once, and I heard that that's the case, that most chaplains really aren't believers.
It's almost like they think they're healthcare workers, or they're I don't know what they think of themselves as.
That's social workers, and they're trying to, you know, just listen to people, hear their pain, and you know, people need that, but they need more than that.
Yeah, a little more than that. My goodness. Well, that's so cool. Well, what else is in this book? Always be ready. I mean, you say always be ready. A lot of people would say, "Oh, you know, I'm a Christian, but I don't know that I'm ready to share my faith. Maybe that makes me uncomfortable. I also feel intellectually ill-equipped to share." What do you say to those folks?
Well, you do need to be equipped. That's something I've noticed in the church I attend, is that people who feel they're not well prepared, they don't share their faith. They're afraid they're going to be embarrassed. But that's why it says in 1 Peter 3:15, be prepared. Prepare good reasons for your hope. And so I like to just share with people who aren't sharing their faith, look, you need to get yourself educated on these issues, because God's going to give you opportunities if you're prepared. If you're not prepared, he's going to find someone else to go. But you need to be prepared. Moreover, you need to develop a demeanor of caring for people, being compassionate, gentle, and respectful. You know, people say, "Oh, how do you get a conversation started?" I ask people questions. I mean, every person is different. You don't want to treat the unbeliever in a cookie-cutter fashion. You need to find out what kind of person you're talking to, and you're only going to find that out by asking questions. And incidentally, people like talking about themselves. So it's easy to get a conversation going. You indicate that you already care about them and then begin to ask some appropriate questions. And also, if you ask enough questions, eventually they ask you a question. Often that opens up a door. I mean, a lot of my airplane stories is just people overlooking my computer, seeing something I'm writing or a talk I'm preparing, and suddenly a crowd gathers around me, and I get to share with several people. And the book is filled with stories like that. But the key point is, it's not going to happen if you don't prepare yourself with the reasons that they need. May not be the reasons you need, but prepare reasons that the people around you need in order to be able to respond.
And when we say, when we talk about this idea that we're commanded in Scripture to be prepared, what would you suggest people do who aren't prepared? Because they're all different levels of preparation. There's some people that maybe they know the Bible, but they don't know how to argue, how to reason from it. There are other people that have no idea about the science that you talk about in your books. So what are some of the things that people can do to become prepared?
Well, no matter how well prepared you are, you should always have resources on your person. I mean, I carry a briefcase around me. It's filled with DVDs and books and booklets. And as I'm talking to someone, I figure, okay, what resource is going to really impact them the most? And people appreciate that you select something that's appropriate to their questions. So you want to have a variety of resources at your disposal. And, you know, that'll help you. Like, for example, if you forget something crucial, well, hey, here's something you can read. Put your contact information. If you got questions about this, feel free to contact me. We can talk about it. And these days, you've got phone, you've got Skype, you've got Zoom. There's ways of having really personal contact across the country, even months after you've given the resource out. And I find that happens to me personally. I'll be contacted by someone maybe a year after I met them on an airplane and gave them a booklet to look at. And then they suddenly call me up and they got questions, or they approach me on Facebook or Twitter with their questions. You know, we live in an amazing world today. I'm actually leading more people to faith in Christ through social media than I am through my public speaking. That wouldn't have happened 50 years ago. And I believe this is all God's hand. He's the one behind it all.
Well, I love the idea that you're talking about how you do it. I've done something similar. I often will have a copy of my miracles book with me. or something like that, or I will send people to my website or to Socrates in the City or to, there's so many great websites. I Am Second is terrific. I think it's valuable to have, as you say, to be prepared with that, whether it's a card with these things written down or something, because there are people that are hungry. I mean, I think the problem, Dr. Ross, is that we often feel that people are hostile. They don't want to hear it. It's annoying. But what you're really saying is that God can and does sometimes put us directly in the path of someone who is hungry, someone who wants what it is that we have, by God's grace, discovered and possess. And I think we need to be more hopeful, thinking that there are people out there that they really are hungry for this.
They really are hungry. As it says, God's written eternity on the heart of every human being. Everybody, even the most hardened atheist, has a sense that there's something beyond this life. But this is why 1 Peter says gentleness, respect, and a pure conscience. Often the unbeliever we're talking to is expecting us to be hostile. So we get a hostile reaction because they're anticipating hostility. But we can diffuse that by showing compassion, gentleness, and respect. And I've seen many an atheist start off with a very angry demeanor towards me. But after 20 minutes go by, they suddenly melt. They're listening.
I love it. Forgive me. We're going to go to a quick break here. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Dr. Hugh Ross. The book is Always Be Ready.
If you're unhappy and you don't know how, why don't you look into Jesus?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has confirmed two more Trump nominees to the federal district courts. The confirmation of Lee Rudofsky and Jennifer Wilson bring to 112 the number of Trump nominees confirmed to the U.S. District Courts. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson retiring after more than 30 years with the department. Johnson was named police superintendent in 2016 by then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel and led the department during one of the most tumultuous periods in its history. A remote farming community in northern Mexico holding the first funerals today for some of the 9 American women and children that were killed by drug cartel gunmen on Monday. Pacific Gas and Electric reporting substantial losses for the third quarter, driven by those catastrophic wildfires. California's largest utility with a loss of $1.62 billion. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057.
I'll say goodbye to
all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Hey folks, I am Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to my guest for this hour, Dr. Hugh Ross. He's the author of many books on science and faith, but the book I'm holding in my hand right now is called Always Be Ready, A Call to Adventurous Faith. And Dr. Ross, I've just got to ask you, there's a chapter in this book where you sort of reprise many of the reasons. In other words, you've written many, many books. Your ministry is called Reasons to Believe, and you help equip people. But in this book, you give the shorthand, the crib notes, in a sense, in one of the chapters. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I mean, I've written 17 books about scientific evidence for the Christian faith and for the accuracy of what the Bible says about science, history, and geography. And one of the things we do at Reasons to Believe is we make available free chapters of our books that really helps if I'm talking to somebody in a grocery line or at the bank. And if they're interested in something I'm speaking about, says you can get a free chapter that answers your questions. Go to reasons.org/Ross. You can get a free chapter of Always Be Ready, the chapter on my airplane stories, by going to reasons.org/Ross. That way, even if I don't have resources on me, I can take them to a place where they can at least get an idea, hey, there really are solid reasons for my faith. But yeah, I did put a chapter in Always Be Ready where I give a quick summary. The evidence, for example, that there must be a causal agent beyond space and time that created our universe, that establishes deism. The fine-tuning argument you talked about establishes that this God that transcends space and time must be a personal being. And the latest books I'm writing is basically making the point, every component of the universe, Earth, and Earth's life, and every event in universe, Earth, and Earth's life plays a role in making possible the redemption of billions of human beings from their sin and evil and enter into an eternal relationship with the Creator. And it's something you see in the Bible. God begins his works of redemption before he creates anything, implying that everything that God creates has a redemptive purpose. In fact, I've been sharing with my scientist peers who are not Christians, saying, just try this test. Do your scientific research from a Christian redemptive perspective and see if it doesn't make you a more successful scientist. See if it doesn't assist you in making more scientific discoveries. And it's a wonderful way just to kind of get them thinking, maybe this stuff really is true.
Give us an example so we can understand what you mean by that from a scientific point of view. The idea of redemption and science, typically people don't think of those together.
Well, for example, I just produced a new talk where I talk about how God is the ultimate dart player, how he throws these darts at planet Earth, basically asteroids, giant asteroids that hit the Earth of just the right composition, just the right time, and just the right place to make possible a brief era where billions of us human beings can live and thrive and develop the technology where we can quickly communicate the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Three asteroids struck the Earth in the last 2.5 million years. And if those three hadn't hit at just the right time and just the right place, and if they weren't composed of just the right chemicals, we wouldn't be here today. So it's basically making the point, like everything that you see in the history of the universe, Earth, and Earth's life actually does play a role.
But I'm going to push you to explain that, because I have not heard of these three asteroids and how they have had any effect on where we are and who we are. Do you mind going into that? That's just fascinating.
Well, I'll try to be brief. I mean, there's an asteroid that struck below the south tip of South America 2.5 million years ago. It struck in 17,000 feet of ocean water, but it created a cloud of aerosols that blocked out the light of the sun to a sufficient degree that it actually transformed the Earth from being ice-free into being covered with ice, where we have an ice age cycle. And you can't feed billions of human beings unless we live in an ice age cycle. I mean, the food that we eat today is a result of ice left over from the last ice age, melting and watering the great agricultural plains. The ice age cycle also establishes regular fertilization events, which makes our plains fertile enough to grow all this food. But none of that would happen if we didn't have three asteroids that struck the Earth to cool the Earth down sufficiently to make this possible. And the last asteroid struck 12,800 years ago, which prevented the ice age cycle from driving the temperature up to a peak where it would melt the polar ice cap and drop us into quickly into another ice age. Instead of that happening, this asteroid hit northwest Greenland and actually prevented the temperature from going up to that peak and actually initiated 9,500 years of extreme climate stability, which is exactly what we need in the context of an ice age cycle for billions of us to live here at one time and develop the technology where the message of redemption could go to all the people groups of the world.
I can't help but be stunned that I've never heard any of this and that I get to hear it from you in my own show. Have you written about this? Where have you written about this specifically?
Well, I introduced the topic in a book you interviewed me on, Improbable Planet. But within a few months, I'm coming with a new book that goes into these, because these asteroid things were just discovered literally months ago. So I've got a new book coming out where I basically make the point, you know, we can drive the point even more securely that every event and every component in the universe, Earth and Earth's life, plays a role in making possible our existence today. It's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. In fact, I just produced a new talk saying even the distribution of super galaxy clusters in the far distant universe plays a role in making our existence possible.
Hang on a moment there. We're going to go to another break. Folks, you want to check out reasons.org. You cannot believe this stuff. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get shut out. Make like a Mr. Meek, and you'll get cut out. Make like a little lamb, and wham, you're shorn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to my friend Dr. Hugh Ross, always absolutely fascinating to talk to him. He's a brilliant scientist who's also a man of profound faith. He combines these two things in most of his books and his talks. You can go to reasons.org to find out all kinds of stuff. But I have him on the line in his studio. I'm in my studio, and we can talk with the magic of Skype. I have to ask you, Dr. Ross, when you talk about, you said you're writing a new book and that this information on these three asteroids is fairly new information. So when did we discover this? Because it's very fascinating.
Well, the latest, the one that hit northwest Greenland, that was discovered a little less than a year ago. But it will be in my next book. And there was a lot of skepticism because people said there's no way an asteroid a mile in diameter could escape our attention and create a huge crater. We don't see the crater. The crater was 3,000 feet below the ice of North Greenland. That's why we hadn't found it. It took a NASA plane going over with ice-penetrating radar to say, wow, there's a crater there 30 kilometers across. And they did some research. They were able to date it. And actually explains why we have this episode of extreme climate stability in the midst of an ice age cycle. But that's what it takes for us to exist.
It's just stunning. And what it makes me think, what a lot of your work has made me think, but particularly this now, is that the more science we know, the more we learn from science, the more proof we have for the God of the Bible, not less. It's the exact opposite of what we've been hearing in our lifetimes, that the more science we know, the less need we have for God. Precisely the opposite. It must be embarrassing for some scientists who cling to an atheist worldview.
Well, that's kind of the theme of always be ready, because, you know, when I do talk to strangers, I just make that point that the more we learn from the record of nature, the more evidence we uncover for the supernatural handiwork of God. And they say, give me some examples. So I typically give them examples that have been discovered just a week or a month ago, making the point, literally, every day we get a stronger case for the Christian faith than we had before. I mean, that's what my Twitter site's all about. I give people, hey, here's a research paper that just got published. Here's a link. Check it out for yourself. And you know, that's a theme you see in Psalms and Job, that the more we learn about nature, the more evidence we'll see for God's supernatural handiwork. That's another place where you're guaranteed to see miracles. Often when I speak on a university campus, I tell the skeptics there, if you're not convinced today, wait 1 month and just watch what happens as these scientific papers are published.
Do you ever wonder or think that we are in the last days? Because this kind of evidence is not something that we've had throughout our history. It's really only in the last 50 or so years, roughly, that you see this accumulation of evidence, and it seems to be accelerating, which would lead me to believe that we're going to some kind of end point, some omega point, where it just becomes undeniable to those who have an open mind.
Well, you see that in Daniel 12:4, that at the time of the end, we'll see knowledge explode everywhere over the world. But you also see the book of Ezekiel that the greater the pride of a human generation, the more evidence God provides. And I think you could argue that we're living at a time when humans are exhibiting more pride than they ever have before. So God's punching through that with a huge amount of new scientific evidence.
I think you're right. I mean, it really is extraordinary. The fine-tuned universe, again, I just wrote two chapters in my book Miracles on it. And, of course, that's just the skating across the surface. But I discovered this first when I was reading your stuff in the 90s. And then Dr. John Lennox writes about this kind of thing. And it just becomes overwhelming and shocking that the world doesn't know. And then when I put these arguments out there, you know, the hit back, the people who just don't want to hear this, and they come up with really convoluted, sad arguments against it. It is a strange thing because it does seem rather clear, but they seem to want to concoct ways around it, and often are simply very dismissive. They don't really have the arguments. I know that Stephen Meyer, whom I expect you know, is almost done with a book called The Return of the God Hypothesis, which talks about this, that science more and more and more is pointing in this direction. But you wouldn't know about it from watching the mainstream media, from watching any media, really, unless people go to reasons.org or maybe listen to this program once in a while.
Well, I have 50 books in my office written by astronomers and physicists who aren't believers about this fine-tuning. I mean, you've got Paul Davies, for example, an agnostic physicist who says the evidence is overwhelming for fine-tuning design. And so people who study this, regardless of their religious background or theology, recognize that there are these signatures of design. And what I've been noticing lately, too, when I debate atheist scientists, they're appealing to non-empirical arguments for their faith. Because 100% of the actual evidence, the physical evidence, supports a theistic worldview. And so they're saying, well, let's speculate about what we don't know. But that's not a good way to live your life, to base your life on things that we don't know. I always encourage people in those kinds of debates, let's look at what we do know. I mean, it'd be foolish, for example, to marry a woman that you've never met or don't know. You know, let's base our evidence on what we know. And if you want to see that, there's actually a debate you can watch on YouTube. It's between me and the British chemist, Peter Atkins. And you get to see how, you know, he's an atheist chemist. I'm a Christian astrophysicist. How we respond to that evidence.
I just find it funny and particularly painfully ironic that you have scientists moving away from empirical evidence. I mean, doesn't that tell you everything? They abandon the scientific method and everything supposedly that modern science is based on because they're conclusions that make them uncomfortable. It's a bizarre thing when you hear people, you know, speculating about multiverses. And, you know, even if that were true, the evidence is so slim that nobody would take it very seriously, but they seem to leap in the direction of what might conceivably be possible rather than, you know, take the conclusion seriously of what is probably almost certainly possible. We're going to go to another break. We'll be right back with Dr. Hugh Ross. The new book is Always Be Ready, and the website, you've got to check it out, reasons.org.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has confirmed two more Trump nominees to the federal district courts. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The confirmations of Lee Radofsky and Jennifer Wilson bring to 112 the number of Trump nominees confirmed to the U.S. district courts. Both are what Majority Leader Mitch McConnell describes as well-qualified, constitutionally-minded judges who understand.
Our job is to make the laws, and their job is to apply them. Fairly.
McConnell also noting that as of this week, one quarter of all federal appeals court judges are Trump nominees. Bob Agnew reporting.
Violence south of Arizona's border with Mexico has sparked warnings by American authorities. Those who frequently cross into Mexico from Arizona say they will now think twice about traveling after dark and will confine themselves to busy commercial areas. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 187 points. This is SRN News.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
Hey, folks, I am talking to Dr. Hugh Ross, always a joy for me to do that. Dr. Ross, there's something from your book where I think it's quoting you. It says, "The face of the man roiled with emotion. Oddly, a wave of peace and calm washed over me. An inner voice assured me no one would be harmed and showed me a man in desperate need of someone to listen and point him gently to the only one who could heal the wounds in his soul." Did that happen to you?
Yes, I knocked on this door, and there's a man that opened the door, and he had a loaded gun pointing right at me. And
when were you going to bring that up? That's I think we should have led with that. Are you kidding? So you're knocking on doors, trying to share your faith, and a man is pointing a loaded gun at you? No kidding?
No kidding. And but I just had this sense that I was in no risk or danger. So I just began to talk to him. Says, "Who do you think who do you think I am?" He says, "I thought you were an undercover police officer." I said, "If I was a police officer, what would you have done?" He said, "I would have blown you away." But when he found out I wasn't a police officer, he waved me in with his gun into his home. I sat down. The gun was still on the table, and it took me a half hour to persuade him to put the gun to the side. But he told me his story. He had been hurt. A lot of neighbors had called the police on him. And so just listening to his story, turns out he was really open to the message I had to come with him. And he invited me back several times, got to talk to some of his relatives. And none of that would have happened if I'd run away from that door when that gun was pointed at me. And again, it wasn't me. The Holy Spirit told me, "You got nothing to fear. Just stay calm." And it was my calm demeanor that really reassured him that I was not someone there to threaten him.
We hear extremely rarely, if ever, of Christians like you going door to door, knocking on doors. It's a bold thing. It's a beautiful thing. I've never done anything quite like that. Is this something that folks in your church do? Because this is a wonderful thing. It seems somehow quaint and old-fashioned and beautiful, and we don't live in a time where you hear about this kind of thing.
Well, I trained the people in our church, look, we have to go out without any ulterior motive. We're not going to mention our church. If they ask us questions, we can invite them to a Bible study that's in their neighborhood. But we were basically there making ourselves available. to find out, number one, we'd ask some questions to see where, what kind of spiritual state they were in, made ourselves available to answer questions. You know, on a typical Saturday afternoon, we'd be maybe getting to three doors because people were so hungry to talk to us. And literally every time we did that, our teams would see people come to faith in Christ. There were weekends when we saw more than a dozen come to Christ. We wound up planting a church as a result of just going door to door in this one neighborhood. We wound up planting six Bible studies and said, we need to get these Bible studies together. And you know what would happen is we would lead someone to Christ and they say, could you come back next Saturday? I want to invite my friends to hear what you got to say. So again, just like what you see in the book of Acts, but it's only going to happen if you're prepared to go and if you're prepared to share the reasons that they need.
I love this. We're out of time, but Dr. Hugh Ross, it's my privilege to get to talk to you and to share you with my guests. Thank you for your new book, Always Be Ready. I hope folks will get a copy of that, and I hope everyone will go to your website, reasons.org. There is a ton of great stuff there that will encourage you and equip you. Dr. Ross, God bless you. Thanks again.
Oh, you're very welcome. And they can go to reasons.org/Ross and get a free chapter.
Reasons.org/Ross. Check it out. Okay.